Harper Audio presents Tales of the City, the audio collection, written and read by Armistead Maupin, with an introduction by the author.
The novels in this omnibus have their origins in a daily newspaper serial, which began in 1976 in the San Francisco Chronicle. I wrote Tales of the City by the seat of my pants, often pounding out Monday's installment on the previous Friday, much to the exasperation of my editors. The pace was nerve-wracking, to say the least, but with it came an unexpected dividend. Current events could be mined for subject matter almost as soon as they occurred. Through the imaginary residence of 28 Barbary Lane, I could comment on the follies of the moment in a way that journalists wouldn't dare. This had been done before, of course, most notably by Dickens and Thackeray, but storytelling hadn't been attempted in an American daily for decades, and I was ill-prepared for the uproar which followed. Defenders of serious journalism, anticipating the worst, fired off angry letters of protest to the editors. Bored society matrons, discovering this naughty new diversion in their midst, invited me to dinner with people they were absolutely positive I was writing about. If my fan mail could be believed, reading tales aloud became a commonplace ritual among white-collar Californians, some of whom made furtive runs to the office copier to reproduce the day's installments for friends in other places. A saloon in San Francisco's financial district named a drink the Anna Madrigal, after the serial's dope-smoking landlady, while a startling number of born-again Christians—I know this because they told me so—prayed daily for my deliverance from hell. Jan Struther, the brilliant English writer whose Mrs. Miniver was serialized on the court page of the Times, once remarked on the curiously depersonalized experience of writing fiction directly for a man.